know it's a pretty place now, but...
Well, now I want to ask you one other thing. Who do you think had probably the greatest influence on shaping the way you talk, you know, your expressions, that sort of thing? Would it be your father, your grandfather, your mother?
It would have to be my mother and my father, because I never lived around my grandparents much.
Yeah.
We went to see them.
Mm-hmm.
They were strictly from Virginia. There was house and mouse and all for my aunts and my
house and mouse and
house and mouse and all.
Oat and a boot.
That way I get my nearly no mother.
I've heard people say that.
But it's quite. I guess they still talk. In fact, I know they do, because I've seen some of them. They just come from up there.
This is your grandparents on your mother's side?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. My grandfather on my father's side come down that river from Cottonwood, Alabama, and stopped in Baker County. And that's where he bought him the farm and went to farm.
Did you have a name for your grandmother, grandfather, names you called them?
No, they just grandma and grandpa and me.
Okay.
We called Grandpa, we always call our dad Daddy.
Your father?
Called him Daddy. And we call my mother's father Granddaddy instead of Grandpa. All my kids call me Grandpa.
Well, I think you know, your speech reflects the fact that you've had 11 kids and that you still keep up with news and that sort of thing and modern.
Well, for a fella raised in the country, I really and truly, like I say, my stepmother was a stickler for good English.
Yeah.
And I know some of that rubbed off
uh-huh.
on me. And but I was raised right with a slew of niggers all my life.
Yeah, that had something to do with it.
That had something to do with it, too. And that's the reason she worked so hard. My stepmother just was 90-some-odd years old. She just died last year.
Good.
She taught school and all been until she was 85.
What was her name?
Birdie. She taught in the grammar school. She taught mostly, well, she taught at Acre when she first school was taught in Dodge County.
Yes.
We taught at Walker Station when I was a little bitty boy.
Yes.
And then that hun-daddy married after that, and she didn't teach school anymore then until just 4 weeks or after I got in high school. She taught at the same school I went to 1 year. Last year I did school, Mama taught that.
Yeah.
And then, but she taught right on till she got 85 in Albany. But she really had a strong constitution.
Now, do you think that colored folks have the same way of speaking as most whites do? Or does it reflect an older way of white speech or what?
Well, I really and truly believe that the Negro speech come, because he learned to talk English after he come to the United States, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But, and he had to get it from the white folks.
Yeah.
But don't all niggers talk like white people, so, I mean, not done to old niggers.
Yeah.
So I believe they got a dialect nearby of their own, like in Jamaica.
Right.
I went to Jamaica.
You have?
And stayed a week one time. And I come back in, I said, Jim, that my oldest son had a home in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
And just to go there when he got ready. Well, they rented out a duplex.
Yeah.
And he and a lawyer out of Atlanta owned it. But anyhow, I said, Jim, what kind of language these dead blessed folks got? I said, they know what I say, but I don't know what they say. He said, Dad, it's English. He said, it was English calling for you for hundreds of years.
Uh-huh.
And he said, they talk English. He said, they just done mix it up, just about got to be a pidgin language now.
Right.
But yeah. They had three nigger women and a nigger boy working at the house year round. And I don't think coke for $25 a month, maybe.
And that was probably high for them.
That's right. One of them, I forgot where I could understand what she said while we were there.
Mm-hmm.
They done all the cooking and the cleaning and the yard keeping and the gossip going. This lady that was with us,
yeah.
All my daughter-in-law.
Yes.
They went to buy groceries together. We carried this nigga, of course, she could understand, you see, and they'd pick out what they wanted and she'd talk to the folks about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
So you honestly think they have a different way of talking? Did you ever hear any old white people that talk like college did, or?
Well, not exactly. I just don't. I believe niggers got talked among themselves. Well, you know, back in slavery time, when the niggers had to stay together,
mm-hmm.
and they slept in close quarters, and they really worked into a language of their own. It was English, it's true enough, but in a lot of words, it wasn't in no dictionary though.
Yeah, are they? Do you feel they're coming closer now, or?
They closer to talking the same dialect we do, or saying same way we talk.
Yeah.
Because they go in the same schools and they see the same televisions and
right.
and they intermingle with white people more than that, to my sorrow. And that's what's changing them to not talk like they used to. You can get on the television, you never can tell when a nigger's talking on the television without even looking at them. But you got some niggas on there, old Julian Bond. You can't tell him, you can tell that nigga talking on TV. You'd figure out he got some nigga blood in him if you listen at him, watch him long enough. But he's got a good education, and he was raised with round white folks, you see.
Yep.
See, Atlanta, they've been mixing up pretty good for the last 40 years.
Yeah.
Because he mixed up good enough to have some white blood in him.
Right, okay.